Welcome to Constructive Curiosity, a podcast that promotes personal growth, authenticity, and helping others through inspirational messages, techniques for success, and interviews with extraordinary people. Follow and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram at Constructive Curiosity or listen on your preferred podcast platform. The journey begins now.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Constructive Curiosity, the podcast where we explore the intersection of personal development and career success. I'm your host, Casey Sprague, and today we're delving into a topic that is crucial for anyone striving for success, balancing work and personal life. Finding balance between our professional and personal lives is often easier said than done. In today's fast-paced world, we're constantly bombarded with emails, notifications, deadlines, and it's essential to take a step back and evaluate how we're managing our time and energy. To help us navigate this topic, I'll be sharing some key strategies for achieving balance and thriving in both your careers and personal lives. So grab a pen and paper because you'll want to jot this down, these valuable insights, and refer to them again later. First and foremost, let's address the importance of setting boundaries. In our increasingly connected world, it is all too easy to let work bleed into your personal time. Whether it's checking late emails when it's late at night or taking calls during family dinners, failing to set boundaries can lead to a burnout and strain on our relationships. So how can we set effective boundaries? Start by clearly communicating your availability and expectations to your colleagues and clients. Let them know that you'll be offline and when they can expect you to respond. By setting these boundaries up front, you'll create a healthier work-life balance for yourself and set the precedent for others to respect your personal time. Next, let's talk about the power of prioritization. In both our personal and professional lives, there will always be more tasks than time. That's why it's crucial to identify our top priorities and focus our energy on what truly matters. One effective strategy for our prioritization is the Eisenhower Matrix, which categorizes tasks based on their urgency and importance. By dividing tasks into four quadrants, urgent and important, important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important, we can better allocate our time and resources. Now, let's shift our focus to self-care. It's easy to neglect our well-being when we're caught up in the hustle and bustle of work, but prioritizing self-care is essential for long-term success and happiness. Self-care looks different for everyone, whether it's carving out time for exercise, practicing mindfulness, or simply indulging in a hobby you love. Whatever form it takes, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so prioritize taking care of yourself.
Looking for a great book? Check out Once Left the Field of Valor. When Damien Shaw finds a blood-stained envelope after a battle, he is struck by a series of debilitating flashbacks that threaten to unhinge him. The letter leads him on a grueling journey of penance to present it to its intended recipient. This addicting page-turner is filled with action, suspense, romance, and perseverance. It will keep you on edge to the very end and leave you wanting more. Get your printed edition or ebook today on Amazon.
Lastly, let's discuss the importance of flexibility. In today's rapidly changing world, rigidly adhering to a fixed schedule or plan can often do more harm than good. Instead, embrace flexibility and adaptability in both your work and life. Be willing to find new ways to do things. Work a little bit outside the box. Be willing to adjust your priorities and routines as needed. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Remember, true success isn't about perfection. It's about resilience and the ability to navigate life's inevitable twists and turns with grace and determination. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on your own work-life balance and consider how you can implement these strategies in your daily routine. Remember, achieving balance is an ongoing journey. It's not a destination, so be patient with yourself as you strive to find what works best for you. That's going to do it for Motivation Minutes here on Constructive Curiosity. Please like, subscribe, share, and leave a review or comment to help others discover Constructive Curiosity. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube at Constructive Curiosity, on Instagram at Constructive_Curiosity, and on X at Casey Sprague CC. Join us next time so you'll always be in the know to grow. Until then, stay curious. Stay resilient. Keep growing.
Thank you for listening to Constructive Curiosity. Visit constructivecuriosity.com to learn more about our mental performance training, career coaching, and business management consulting services. Constructive Curiosity has the insight to get it right. Thank you for listening and keep being the best version of yourself.